Supermicro calls its gear clean. In the Wall Street Journal by Allison Prang. Supermicro Incorporated told its customers in a letter Tuesday that a third-party firm didn't find malicious hardware on its equipment, as the supplier of motherboards continued to dispute a report that its products had been sabotaged. After thorough examination and a range of functional tests, the investigations firm found absolutely no evidence of malicious hardware on our motherboards. The letter from Supermicro executives, including Chief Executive Charles Liang, said. The letter was filed with the Security and Exchange Commission. Supermicro reiterated that neither its customers nor government agencies had ever told the company they had found malicious hardware on its products. The company's letter follows an October report from Bloomberg News that said Supermicro's motherboards contained a rogue chip not part of the original design. The article said Chinese spies carried out a supply chain attack. Supermicro had said the article was incorrect and that it was reviewing the situation. In Tuesday's letter, Supermicro said that it hired a firm to test a range of motherboards, including those it recently made. Those of the type mentioned in the article and motherboards purchased by companies mentioned in Bloomberg's article. A spokesman for Bloomberg News declined to comment on Tuesday. The news outlet said in October that it stood by its article. Apple Incorporated was named in the article as a former Supermicro customer. Apple CEO Tim Cook has said Bloomberg should retract the article. Amazon Web Services CEO Andy Jassy also said in a tweet that Bloomberg should retract the article. Bloomberg had reported that when Amazon.com Incorporated was looking at buying Elemental Technologies, a third-party firm Amazon hired to evaluate the company, found a microchip on the server's motherboards. Those motherboards were assembled by Supermicro, Bloomberg had reported. Shares in Supermicro rose 15 cents to $16.50 on Tuesday.